It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Will Ardell. Will, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Doing great, Matt. Thank you for having me on the air today.
Yeah, anytime, Will. So let's talk about the new tune along with Burke Jodwin and Jolie Blue as well with Goodbye Lou. It's a great tune. Can you tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
Yeah, it was not realized I had written it. I forgot it about 20 years ago, and I had forgotten about where I put it, and I had found it on my mom's computer here probably in February. I was going through some files, and kind of the story behind that, one of the guys been working for, in those days, working a lot of long hours, long days, and just kind of getting tired, and he felt like telling his boss and just not coming into work. So
Yeah. Anyway,
I sent it to the boys, and I said, hey, you guys want to record this with me? And they absolutely jumped right on it, and one thing led to another, and here we are. But, yeah, it's kind of a fun, catchy song, and I think a lot of folks will enjoy it.
That's cool. So that one was kind of just in the archives that you had written a long time ago. Do you find that you have a lot of kind of songs in the archives that sometimes you take a gander back? Because that's really cool how something could be written a long time ago, and it just kind of strikes you at the right moment.
Yeah, there's always those kind of songs or ideas that sometimes the guy just kind of shelves away and then you forget about them, and then you're kind of listening to some of your old tracks. Go, hey, that might work, or this might work, or parts of a song might work. And it's always kind of nice to find that. It can be sometimes, hopefully, a gem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, it's a great tune. Again, joined right now by Will Ardell. Will, I don't know, have you had an opportunity to play this song live in any capacity? And kind of how's that gone, and how is it like playing a new song for the first time for a live audience?
Yeah, we actually performed it at the Dog Patch here a couple of weekends ago with
the
boys, first time live, and it went over really well, and it's like I said, it's a really catchy, fun song, and the crowd was very receptive to it. We also played at the Elbow Hotel on last Monday. We shot the video for the single, and that was another chance for a live performance, and it seems to be going over great. It's a fun song to play. Like, it's something you can really let loose, and you can really have fun with it.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So you mentioned that you played the Dog Patch, which again was just recently here and up here in our neck of the woods. How did that all go? How did you enjoy yourself playing the Dog Patch? How was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was wonderful. We had a chance to, you know, especially meet some of the other artists I haven't seen in a long time. And it was kind of our first time with the new band, and boys played phenomenal. The crowd was phenomenal there. And Mark does such a great job putting on that festival. And it's always an honor to go perform there, and hopefully looking at going back there in the near future.
Awesome. Yeah, love the Dog Patch. Again, fantastic lineup once again here this year. Again, joined right now by Will Ardell. Well, what's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you? Are you planning to do, more shows on the way, continuing to songwrite? What's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you?
Kind of a bit of both. I've got my next show here is August 12th at the Capitol. I'm opening up for the Hourhand Band and Kit Langfeld and the Brothers G, both phenomenal bands. And then I've got a few shows coming down the pipe later August, a couple of house concerts, September I've got a few. And then I'm going to try to do some more writing and recording in the studio with my man Aspen Beveridge at Skull Creek Studios. And that's kind of how my fall is shaping up. And I'm not sure if I'm going to take some time off this winter. That's kind of the plan, maybe for a couple of months. But
for sure.
See what comes down the line with gigs and whatnot.
Very, very, very cool. And if, just kind of before we let you go, if people want to kind of follow along with what you're up to, do you post to social media, have accounts so people can follow along with what you're up to, whether it be music releases or live shows and what's coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. They can check me out on social media like Facebook, Will Ardell Music, Twitter. I try to get into TikTok. I haven't been on it very much. I still don't know how to use it that well.
No, same. So I'm right there with you. Same.
I'm on there a little bit, but yeah, all the social media, typical things, website, willardell.com, everything like that, and all my music is on streaming services, iTunes, Spotify, etc.
Awesome. I'm the same. I can't really figure out TikTok, to be honest with you. I kind of like watching other people post, but creating, I don't know. I can't really
I'm
get
getting
it.
To
I
the point.
Really
I'm more
get into
of
it.
more of a scroller than an actual content creator.
No, same. Absolutely. Will, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, we're loving the new tune, and we're looking forward to seeing what's on the way for you, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Matt. It was a pleasure to be on the air with you.